Here he is, State Representative Tony Guerra, co-chair of the legislature's Transportation Committee. Representative, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
Of course, Representative Guerra in our Touch Points Rehab interview chair. And, Tony, this is a big day today. Do you know approximately how many bills are on the docket that are promoting electronic tolls in Connecticut?
I'm sure there's probably, if I remember correctly, there might be like four or five that are out there right now. But yeah, it's not so much the number of bills. Obviously, it's the bill itself that I think right now has gathered a lot of momentum, Dan. Obviously, you've been talking a lot about it on your station, you and Brad, and I appreciate that. And not to say whether you're for it or against it, but I'm just happy to hear that the way you're presenting it is making people understand the situation that we're in, especially when I heard this morning that we did have an informational hearing Friday, Dan. And I think it was probably one of the best meetings, from what I've been told, in the last 15 years that this committee had, because it specifically showed that special transportation fund basically getting wiped out in the next 3 to 4 years.
Then what happens? If that gets wiped out, what happens?
Well, Dan, that is the whole point here. As a legislator, we need to address these issues, and we're not addressing them. We're scared of what the ramifications may be, but ultimately, we can't fix our roads and our bridges unless we have monies coming into that special transportation fund. And I've been stating this for the last 4 to 5 years, that the gas tax is basically going to be obsolete. With newer vehicles that are hybrid and electric, and basically what we heard in the testimony Friday, Dan, is even saying that in another 2 years, the average vehicle is going to get 54 miles per gallon. That is enormous. So that means you're not going to be going to the gas pump in regards to to pay that tax that goes into that fund.
And, you know, Senate Representative, I understand that, and I know that a lot of other people understand that cars are more fuel efficient, so that means less money coming in. But I also get from people who say, well, that transportation fund has also been raided over the years, too. What do you say to that?
Dan, there's no doubt about it. It has been raided. All right? And you know, we can look at governors of today, governors of yesterday, because the situation was that when you had a shortfall in the budget, they would look at that fund that had money. All right? And you could look at it in this respect because you said, okay, that money will be replenished because obviously people are going to the gas pump, will get, you know, back into that fund within so many years. But that's not the case anymore. We can't look at it that way because it isn't getting replenished. It's not fast enough. You know, Dan, one of the most important testimonies that we heard Friday was that for us to gather the monies that we need, basically you have to almost triple the gas tax to get the revenue back in that you would for electronic tolling. And there were legislators there that said, well, why forget the tolling. Why don't we put a sales tax or some other tax? And I said to myself, why would I want to throw that on the people of the state of Connecticut, a sales tax? And so that still means that people can travel through the state, doesn't have to pull over to buy anything because we have a higher sales tax now, and therefore they're still beating up our roads. We have people that go to Massachusetts to buy clothes or buy liquor or out of state. The best way to do this is electronic tolling because it's fair for everyone, and we capture everyone else that use our roads. Even the testimony from people from Massachusetts that came in said that we're the only state on the Atlantic seaboard that doesn't have tolls. And the amount of money that we're losing is astronomical.
Talking with Representative Tony Guerra, co-chair of the legislature's Transportation Committee. Now, Tony, I guess you also heard at this information hearing on Friday that the state would not have to forfeit the money that it had received from the federal government. Can you talk about that?
Yes, thank you, Dan. That is probably one of two scenarios. I'm glad you brought that up because obviously over the last 4 or 5 years, there's been this cloud that keeps saying that we're going to have to pay back the federal government or we're going to lose federal funding. We had people from Washington there, Emil Frankel, and we had the commissioner there, and we have letters that say we don't have to pay a dime back and we will not lose a dime of federal funding. The issue came back when Emil Frankel talked about is basically that the Federal Highway Administration, Dan, doesn't even have the money to support the infrastructure throughout the United States. They haven't raised the national gas tax since 1993. And there's no will, it seems like, for them to raise that. So if that's the case, Dan, why would they want to be in our way? And that's the scenario we got Friday. It was like, we're not going to be in the way of states that want to go and think outside the box to raise revenue to fix their infrastructure. We don't want to be as a roadblock. So go ahead and do what needs to be done, and we'll support you on it.
Now, the other thing, I guess, which came out of that information hearing was you couldn't put these electronic monitoring devices right on the border. Could you talk about that?
Sure. There's ways, obviously, that we can put electronic tolling up. And basically, they're saying is that it might, the best way, obviously, is they're saying is that it would be throughout the state. All right? So that you may have some gantries, like, say, like one in Fairfield County, say, like, picture 95 going through 91. Dan, and you may have one in New Haven, one in Hartford, and one in Enfield. But the issue from what we heard was from the Mass DOT was that there's ways that is system, the system recognizes that if Dan LaValle is traveling from Hartford to New Haven, that is the amount that he would only have to pay for compared to someone who's going from New York to Boston who would have to pay a bigger amount. And the issue also came down to is that we've heard that, you know, what about in-state residents? We heard from Massachusetts and from the Federal Highway Administration that Connecticut residents can get a discount there. Mm-hmm. That is so important. And as legislators, we can also think of ways that, I try to be as open as possible with this and try to work with all my colleagues on both sides. And you know me, Dan, and I think my colleagues know me on the other side. I'm a man of my word. If I tell you I'm going to work with you, I work with you. If there's ways that we can do it in regards to if you're on the border and you're going to New York every day, then, you know, maybe that we should look at a different way of maybe giving that individual some type of break, whether it's on their state income tax, that they can write off some of that charge compared to somebody like Tony Guerrero that only goes into Boston, New York once a month.
How do you convince your colleagues who represent these border towns who are against tolls?
Well, you have to convince them that, show me another way then. Show me another way, Dan, that you want to fix our roads and our bridges. No one has done that. Because, Dan, the best way, and you know I'm passionate about this.
That's right.
Is that because we lose 30 to 40% of people from out of state that travel through our roads. And that was mentioned. And we're talking not just like $10 million a year. We're talking maybe hundreds of millions of dollars. So, that is the amount of money that we need to fix the roads. As you know, Dan, nothing is cheap anymore.
No.
And to fix a piece of roadway, a mile of roadway, isn't like, you know, $100,000 or $1 million. It's multiple millions. The viaduct alone is going to be like almost like they're talking like $200 or $300 million.
Right. And we even haven't gotten to the Mixmaster in Waterbury yet.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, I look at this and I say to myself, as a legislator, as the chairman of this committee, and I looked at all my colleagues, why are we here then? Are we not here to make sure that it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat? You know, that's baloney. Put that aside. Don't we, aren't we supposed to do what's right for the people of the state? And I'm saying if you can lower the gas tax, which I stated that in my proposal, we'll do that. And then put a tolling up that captures people from out of state, 30 to 40%. And as a fair way, Dan, that's what I'm saying, it's fair.
Representative, I wish we had more time. But,
I know.
Yeah.
I wish I did too, Dan. I could keep going here.
I know, but we'll continue to follow this story. Thanks so much for spending some time with us this
morning.
Dan,
thank you.
You're welcome.